All right, so today we are really diving deep into, well, a Sixth Circuit case, Schroeder v. City of Fort Thomas. It's a 2005 decision. And, this case really digs into some, I think, really fundamental questions about, like, when the government can be held responsible, when they fail to prevent harm.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be looking at it through this lens of substantive due process and the state-created danger doctrine.
Right. And I think for anyone listening out there, you're working through law school, you're trying to figure out all this stuff about constitutional law. I mean, this is like a textbook example of, how this stuff plays out in real life.
It really is. And I mean, the case is centered around a really tragic situation. You have a 10-year-old boy, Stephen Schroeder, who was killed by a speeding driver back in 2000. And then you have this, this legal fight that comes afterward. It really makes us think about this question of, when does a city, when does their inaction, when they don't do anything, when does that actually become a violation of the Constitution?
Yeah, I mean that's a big one, right? And that's what we're gonna try to unpack all of that today.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's just lay out, kind of set the scene here. So we've got Garrison Avenue. This is the street where this horrible accident took place, and at the time, it had a posted speed limit of 25 miles per hour. But here's a crucial detail right from the start. Stephen's mother, she had been talking to the city for years before this happened, and she was worried about speeding drivers on that exact street. I mean, she even asked the city specifically, "Hey, can you lower the speed limit?"
And you know what's really interesting is what happened after the tragedy. Only after Stephen died did the city of Fort Thomas actually lower the speed limit on Garrison Avenue, and they lowered it quite a bit to 15 miles per hour. So you can understand why Stephen's parents felt like, well, they should have done this sooner, and that not doing it, contributed to their son's death.
Right. And that's exactly what led them to file this lawsuit. So they file a claim under what's called Section 1983, and they're basically arguing that the city, because they didn't address these safety concerns, they knew about it, that it was deliberate indifference. And this violated Stephen's 14th Amendment rights, his substantive due process rights. They're essentially saying the city created this dangerous situation by not doing anything about it. Now, the case first goes to the district court, and actually the district court sided with the city. They dismissed the case. So today we're going to be looking at what happened when it went up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And that procedural step, that's really important. The district court, they granted summary judgment to the city. So that tells us that the Schroeder family, the evidence they presented, the court thought it wasn't even enough to have a trial. And then the Sixth Circuit, they upheld that. So, that really shows you how hard it is for someone to try to hold a city accountable in federal court when they're saying, you didn't prevent something bad from happening. The courts, they don't want to interfere with how local governments decide things, unless there's a really clear reason in the Constitution.
Okay, so we're at the Sixth Circuit now, and the big question they have to answer is this: did the city of Fort Thomas, by not lowering the speed limit, even though they had these complaints, did that create a state-created danger? A danger that violated Stephen's constitutional right to due process. And, like you were saying, the Sixth Circuit, they have this three-part test they use to figure out if there's a state-created danger. So this is really important if you're trying to follow along with this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about whether something bad happened. The court, they're trying to figure out if the state did something, something active that made the danger worse and that led to the harm. And that's where that three-part test comes in. So first, they need to show that the state did something, some kind of action that made it more likely that someone would get hurt. And the second part, with the person who got hurt, they had to be facing a special danger, something different from the everyday risks that everyone faces. And the third part, the people working for the state, they have to have known about the danger and just not cared. Like they were deliberately indifferent to it, and it has to be so bad that it shocks the conscience. And those are really tough things to prove. And in the Schroeder case, the court said none of those were true.
Okay, let's go through why they decided that. So the first part, the affirmative act, the court said that the city not lowering the speed limit, even though they had those complaints, that wasn't actually an affirmative act. They saw it as just not doing it, like keeping things the same instead of actually doing something that caused the danger. So this is an important point, if you're trying to wrap your head around this. Just not doing something, even when you know there's a problem, it's really hard to say that violates the Constitution under this specific doctrine.
Yeah, that's a tricky part of due process law. Usually The due process clause, it's there to protect us from the government doing too much. It doesn't usually say that the state has to actively protect us from things that other people do, this state-created danger thing. It's kind of a special case. It's saying the state has to have done something that made things worse for the person who got hurt. So in Schroeder, the driver, he's the one who caused Stephen's death, right? And the city not doing anything, yeah, it might seem like it contributed, but the court didn't think it was the kind of action that makes the Constitution kick in, not under this specific doctrine. It's not just about not fixing a problem. It's about actually creating the problem.
Got it. Okay, so now let's look at that second part of the test, that special danger. So the court, they decided that being hit by a speeding car on Garrison Avenue, that's a risk for anyone walking there. It's not like it was specifically targeting Stephen Schroeder or some group of people.
Right, the court, they really emphasized that. It wasn't a danger just for Stephen. It was just, you know, what happens when you have traffic on that street.
Mm-hmm.
It was a risk for any pedestrian. So because it wasn't specific to Stephen, it was more of a general safety issue,
yeah,
you know, for the public. So that second part of the test, that wasn't met either. So for you listening, what this means is the danger. It has to be something that specifically targets the victim. It can't just be, you know, some risky situation that anyone could face.
Okay. And then we come to that last part, the deliberate indifference, the shocks the conscience standard. So even if you said, okay, maybe the city should have lowered the speed limit, the court said, not doing that. Yeah, it led to this awful thing, but it wasn't so bad that it was shocking or that they deliberately didn't care.
Yeah, that shocks the conscience standard. That's on purpose. It's supposed to be a really high bar. It's not just about being careless. It's, you know, it has to be something truly terrible, you know, maybe even malicious, something that shows they just totally disregard human life. So when we're talking about this, it's important to understand that it's not just about messing up. It's about doing something that's, you know, outrageous, something that just feels completely wrong. And in the Schroeder case, the court, they didn't think this city not doing anything, even though it led to this terrible outcome, they didn't think it met that standard, that really high standard. You know, Judge Sutton, he wrote the opinion and he said, look, the federal courts, they shouldn't be too quick to second guess, you know, those tough decisions that cities have to make about, you know, how to keep people safe and how to spend their money, even if those decisions mean there's going to be some risk.
Okay, so for everyone listening, especially you law students out there, what do you think are like the big takeaways from this case? What can we learn from Schroeder?
Well, first of all, I think this case really shows us that the state-created danger doctrine, it's not some kind of catch-all. It's not a way to hold states and local governments responsible every time something bad happens that they could have maybe prevented. That three-part test, it's like a really strict filter, and you have to prove all three parts really clearly. And the second thing, it shows how the courts, they tend to let local governments do their thing. They give a lot of weight to the decisions that, you know, elected officials make at the local level about, you know, public safety and how they spend their money.
Yeah, that's important. And also it reminds us of that big principle from Monell v. Department of Social Services. You can't hold a city liable under Section 1983 unless there was actually a constitutional violation. So since the Sixth Circuit said Stephen Schroeder's due process rights weren't violated, that means Fort Thomas, they couldn't be held liable under federal law.
Right.
You know, even if people think they didn't handle things well or they should have listened to his mother.
Right. And we can't forget that really powerful line from the court's opinion. They said, this accident would wrench even the coldest of hearts, but it does not present a federal constitutional violation. I mean, that really captures something important, right?
Mm.
Not every bad thing that happens, even if it's really awful, means you can sue under the Constitution. And that's something that, you know, anyone going into law really needs to understand.
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. So I think as we wrap up this deep dive into Schroeder v. City of Fort Thomas, you know, I want to leave you with a question. You know, we've talked about this really sad situation and the fact that Stephen's mom, she went to the city with her concerns about that street. So, you know, thinking about all that, what do you think are a city's ethical duties when it comes to keeping people safe, even in cases where, you know, maybe legally they don't have to do anything? I mean, what are their moral obligations to the people they represent, you know, even if it's not a federal case? I think that's something for all of us to consider.
It is. It really is.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And we'll see you next time.
See you then.